使徒行章第使徒行传第十章第九到二十二节，第九节，第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在古镇上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，坠在地上。里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来，宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的。凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃。”第二次又声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。”这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。格里牛所差来的人已经访问到西门的家，站在门外喊着说：“有称呼彼得的西门住在这里没有？”彼得还思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说：“有三个人来找你，起来下去和他们同住同往，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。”于是彼得下去见那些人，说：“我就是你们所找的人，你们来是为什么缘故？”他们说：“白夫长，哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，为犹太通国所称赞。他蒙一位圣天使指示，叫他请你到他家里去，听你的话。”我们感谢神赐给我们这宝贵的话语，让我们来学习。我们这时候就请郭牧师来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是预备传道者的心，我们请丽梅姐妹来翻译。
Morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
We are all spiritual people because of our salvation in Christ Jesus.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里得着了救恩，所以我们都是属灵的人。
And therefore, we need God's help to do His spiritual work.
所以我们需要神的帮助，帮助我们来做那些属灵的事工。
What we have experienced on this earth cannot help us in doing spiritual work.
那我们在这世上所经历的一切呢，是或者我们的经验呢，是没有办法帮助我们行那属灵的事的。
What was God's spiritual work for the apostles?
那么主耶稣基督让使徒。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says.You are to bring the gospel to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth.
那么主耶稣基督要他的使徒在世上做一些什么样的这个属灵的事物呢？那么在《使徒行传》第一章第八节，他就要他们告诉他们说：“你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做耶稣的见证。”
This was how God wanted the gospel to spread.
这是主耶稣基督要这个福音用这样的方式去传播。
Establish the local church in Jerusalem first, using only Jews.
就是首先呢，要在耶路撒冷首先传扬这个福音，而且是使用这犹太人。
We saw in the earlier chapters of Acts that thousands of Jews came to know Christ.
那我们在《使徒行传》的前面几个章节呢，我们就看到有数以千计的犹太人来相信神。
And then in Acts chapter 8, because of the persecution, God sent the gospel to Samaria.
那么我们在使徒行传第八章呢，我们看到呢，因着逼迫呢，主耶稣基督就把这个福音，主耶稣基督的福音呢，就传到了撒玛利亚。
The apostles must be present to make sure that the Samaritan believers were just like them, Jewish believers.
那在撒玛利亚呢，使徒必须在场呢，确保撒玛利亚的信徒呢，跟这个耶路撒冷犹太人的信徒是一样的。
The final piece of this puzzle was to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
那么这个福音拼图的最后一块呢，也就是把这个福音呢带给传播给这个外邦人。
Cornelius and his family will be the first Gentiles to be saved after the founding of the church.
那么在教会地方教会成立之后呢，哥尼流和他的家人呢就将成为第一个相信福音的这个外邦人了。
They were not the first Gentiles to be saved.
当然我们知道他们不是第一个得救的外邦人。
They were the first Gentiles to be saved after the founding of the church. Do not get that confused.
所以我们不能混淆，哥尼流和他的家人是在地方教会成立之后第一批来接受福音的外邦人。
After the founding of the nation of Israel, we know that the first Gentile to be saved was Rahab the harlot.
那我们知道呢，以色列成国之后，第一个得救的这个外邦人呢，是拉哈，在旧约里面的这位妓女。
But after the founding of the local church, Cornelius and his family were the first Gentiles.
那么在地方教会成立之后呢，哥尼流和他的家人是第一批来相信主耶稣的这个外邦人。
But that was a very big problem.
但是这其中呢有一个很大的问题。
The problem was the teaching of the Old Testament.
问题就在于旧约的教导。
When Israel was a nation and God uses Israel as his witness, they were not allowed to eat certain kinds of food.
那么当以色列成为一个国家之后呢，神拣选他们作为自己的见证之后呢，他们被神命令吩咐呢，不能吃某些食物。
God gave very clear instructions what kind of fish they could eat, what kind of birds they could eat, and what kind of animals they could eat.
那么神呢，在旧约里面就给了很清楚的指示，告诉他们说什么鱼可以吃，什么鸟禽可以吃，什么样的动物是我们可以吃，他们可以吃的。
God even gave them a prescription on what to dress and what to wear.And everything else about their lives in Israel.
那么神也赐给这个以色列人呢，告诉他们说他们要如何穿着，然后还有其他他们生活中的许多部分呢，神都给了很清楚的指示。
God did that to protect the holiness of the nation of Israel.
那么神之所以给他们这些清楚的指示，是要保护这个以色列，要作为一个圣洁的见证。
Every time they wear their clothes.They are reminded that you are God's people, not like the world. You cannot dress any way you like.
那么当他们按着神的吩咐呢，穿上他们的衣着和他们的打扮的时候呢，他们时时刻刻被提醒自己不像世人一样，他们不能随便的穿戴。
Every time they eat their food, they are reminded that you are different. Certain foods you are not allowed to eat.
那么当他们吃的时候呢，他们也时刻被提醒说。他们所吃的是不一样的，因为有一些食物是他们不能吃的。
It was not only to remind them of their holiness, but also to protect them from a compromise.
那么这不仅仅是保护他们呢，使他们可以保持圣洁，也是要防止他们妥协。
In Old Testament times, when they make a covenant, they have to conclude the covenant by eating a meal.
那么在旧约里面呢，当他们立约的时候呢，他们怎么样去确定这个誓约呢？就是用一餐，就是大家一起来吃一餐呢，来总结。
For example, if you want to enter into a marriage covenant with a Gentile family, your son marry their daughter, you have to conclude the marriage covenant with a meal.
也比如说呢，就好像一个以色列人，如果他要娶一个外邦的女人，他们就立了这样的一个婚约，那么他们就要以 一个一餐，就是一起来吃一餐，作为一个总结。
But when Israel was not allowed to eat their Gentile food, then they can never conclude the covenant.
但是因为以色列人呢，他们不能够吃外邦人所吃的食物，所以也就表示说，他们不可能跟这个外邦人立下这样的一个婚约。
Then their sons cannot marry their daughters, their daughters cannot marry their son.
这也意味着呢，以色列的儿女呢是不可能跟外邦人的儿女呢成婚的。
In this way, they will marry within the Jewish nation.
那么这么一来呢，他们只能就是跟自己人，也就是犹太人婚嫁了。
Because they are only allowed to eat the clean food.
因为他们只能吃洁净的食物。
But this has been Peter's understanding all his life.
那么彼得的一生呢，就是有这样的一个观念。
This had been the teaching of God's word since the time of Moses and Joshua for hundreds of years.
那么从摩西到这个约书亚，一直到现在呢，就是几百年的历史呢，这都是犹太人的教导。
And therefore, to protect themselves from this compromise, all these good, obedient Jews will never have any meal with a Gentile.
那么为了防止这些以色列人呢，他们在信心上的妥协呢，我们就看到他们是不可能跟外邦人一起共用一餐的。
And Peter the Apostle was a good, obedient Jew.
那么使徒彼得呢，是一个非常良善而且顺服神的这个犹太人。
That means you do not even go into a Gentile home.
所以他连踏进这个外邦人的家都不会。
Because they are considered unclean.
因为这外邦人的家呢，对他们来说是不洁净的。
You associate with them, eat their food, you become unclean.
那如果你跟这个他们跟这个外邦人有任何的关系呢，就是进入他们的家或者吃他们的食物呢，那就会变成不洁净了。
Now, how is God going to fulfill bringing the gospel to the Gentiles if the Jews, who are the apostles, cannot go to their home?
那如果身为这个使徒的犹太人没有办法去到外邦人的家里的话呢，神要如何去成就他这样的一个旨意，也就是把福音传扬给外邦人这样的一个旨意呢？
And so God had to prepare Peter's heart so that he will go.
那所以神呢就要预备这个使徒彼得的心呢，好叫他会前往这个哥尼流的家。
But the Bible says that Peter was up in the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, that is 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
那么圣经告诉我们呢，彼得大约在午正的时候，他就上了房顶去祷告。
Now he was a man of God.
我们知道彼得是信神的。
He was praying. That's a good thing.
那当时这个时候呢，他在祷告，这是一件好事。
But there was this teaching that God had to correct in Peter's life.
但是神呢，要在彼得的生命里呢，去纠正他的一些教导。
God wanted Peter to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
那么神要借着彼得呢，把这个福音带给这个外邦人。
But Peter's upbringing means I cannot go to the Gentiles.
但是彼得一直以来他所学习到的呢，就是告诉他说他不能去到这个外邦人的家。
So God had to fix this wrong understanding of Peter.
所以神呢，必须纠正彼得的这个错误的观念。
Now remember, this has been their understanding for hundreds of years. It's very hard to change that.
那我们要记得呢，这是犹太人他们数百年来的一个观念，所以要去纠正它是非常困难的。
The Bible said that he became hungry and he wanted something to eat.
那么圣经告诉我们，彼得就觉得饿了，想要吃。
And while they were preparing the lunch for him, the Bible said that he fell into a trance.
那么当那一家人呢正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外。
That means he was not sleeping; he was awake.
也就是说呢，他当时并不是在睡觉。
But something happened to him that even though he was awake, he was transported into another place.
他当时是醒着的，但是虽然他是醒着的，但是他的这个魂魄呢却被带到了另外一个地方。
The Bible said that he saw heaven open.
那么圣经告诉我们，彼得看见天开了。
He saw a certain vessel coming down from heaven unto him.
那么有一物呢就降下。
And it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners, held together at the four corners.
那么好，就好像一块大布一样系着四角。
And it came down to the earth where Peter was.
这个雾呢就垂在地上，来到了这个彼得所在地。
Inside this big sheet, there were all kinds of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air, all kinds.
那么这块大布里面呢，就有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，还有天上的飞鸟。
These are all the kinds that we all Chinese love to eat.
都是各式各样我们这些华人呢喜欢吃的食物。
But the Jews cannot eat most of them.
但是他们大多数呢是这个犹太人不可以吃的。
Some of them they could, some of them they can't.
那么这些走兽、昆虫、飞鸟当中呢，有一些是犹太人可以吃的，有一些是他们不能吃的。
Peter was puzzled.
那么彼得就感到非常的困惑。
More so when he heard a voice said to him, verse 13, "Rise, Peter." Kill and eat.
那么当他听到有声音对他说，彼得起来宰了吃，那时他就更困惑了。
Peter was confused.
当时他感到非常的困惑。
So he replied in this manner.
他就如此回答说，
Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
他说，主啊，这是不可以的，凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过。
That's how we know that he was a very obedient and good Jew.
我们从他的回答呢就知道他是一个非常顺服神的这个犹太人。
He had been brought up very well.
他从小到大就有很好的教义。
He will not eat any of these things.
他不愿意吃这些俗物和不洁净的食物。
And the Bible said he had never, that means since he was born.
他说他从来没有吃过，也就是他出世以来都没有碰过这些食物。
And there was a voice that said unto him again the second time.
那么第二次又有声音对他说，
What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common.
神所洁净的你不可当作俗物。
This was done three times.
那么这样一连就一连就发生了三次。
So either the sheet with all the animals came down, the voice spoke.And back up, came down, the voice spoke three times.
也就是呢，这块大布呢垂下来，然后他听到声音，然后这块大布又回到天上去，再垂下来，然后彼得又听到声音，这样一连的发生了三次。
Or it could be the great sheet was always there, and then God spoke.The same words three times.
那这是一个可能性。那另外一个可能性呢，就是这块大布一直就是垂下来之后一直在那边，然后神对他说话三次。
We cannot be 100% certain exactly in what manner the three times were done for Peter to understand.
那我们没有办法百分百的确定说，到底是怎样的一个情况，一连三次发生，好叫这个彼得能够明白。
But what we can conclude confidently was that the message that God wanted Peter to receive was emphasized three times.
但是我们可以确定的是呢，神要告诉这个彼得的信息呢，一再强调了三次。
What was the message?
那么这个信息是什么信息呢？
What God is now asking you to do, you obey.
也就是神现在要你做的，你就顺服。
God was the one who said in the time of Moses and Joshua, they were unclean, but now God said they are clean.
那么神在摩西和约书亚的时代呢，就告诉他们说这些食物是不洁净的。但是现在呢，神要告诉彼得说这些食物是可以吃的。
You have been told by God in the past, unclean.But now God is telling you, clean, kill, and eat.
那么过去呢，彼得被教导说，神告诉他们这些食物是不洁净的。但是现在神要告诉他说，这是洁净的物，你要宰了吃。
That is why for us as Gentile Christians, we can eat everything except food offered to idols and blood. Because of this.
所以因着这一点呢，作为外邦人的我们呢，是什么食物都可以吃，除了那些供奉给这些偶像还有带着血的食物我们不能吃。
As Christians we do not have any dietary laws except food offered to idols and blood.
那么除了这些供奉给偶像的食物还有带着血的这些食物之外呢，作为基督徒我们没有所谓的这个饮食的这个律法。
You want to eat pork? Go ahead.
你要吃猪肉，可以吃。
It's clean, God says.
神说是洁净的。
You want to eat chicken? Go ahead.
也可以吃鸡肉。
You want to eat eel? Go ahead.
可以吃鱼。
Not eel, not only eel, you know. Eel, no scale one, you know. Yes, you know. Okay, you all know, right?
就是那种很像一条蛇的鱼
but no scale, yeah, correct.
但是 它是没有这个鳞的。
You want to eat dog meat, you can eat.
鳝鱼是吗？
You want to eat cat meat, you can eat.
你可以吃狗肉，你要吃猫肉都可以。
You can eat rat, you want to eat also can.
即使你要吃老鼠肉也是行的。
All these are created by God for us to eat, right?
那么这些呢，都是神所创造的，都是要给我们，可以让我们吃的。
What God has planned, let no one call common.
那么神所洁净的呢，我们没有人可以把它当作俗物。
Now, what do we learn from this preparation of the preacher's heart?
那么我们从这里可以学习到怎样的功课呢
？We should always be prayerful like Peter to do God's work.
也就是我们要像这个传道者，这个彼得的。心一样呢，我们要预备好我们的心来做神的事工。
And Peter was prayerful.
那么彼得呢，也是一个常常祷告的人。
But there was one error that stood in the way.
但是呢，却有东西阻挡他的去路。
God had to remove the error before God could use Peter to complete this message.
那么神必须移除这样的一个错误，一个障碍，好叫彼得能够去行他要彼得行的事。
There is a difference between a national witness and a church witness.
那么以色列作为一个国家的见证呢，和教会作为神的见证呢是不一样的。
When the witness of God was through the nation of Israel, these dietary laws were very important.
那么当以色列作为一个国家的见证呢，这些餐饮饮食方面的这些律法呢是非常重要的。
And God now uses the church as his witness, the dietary laws do not apply.
那么现在呢，当神使用教会作为他的见证的时候呢，这些饮食的律法呢就不再适用了。
Because you know that people all over the world eat all kinds of food.
因为你知道这个世界所有世界各地的人呢，他们吃各种各样的食物。
And if God were to use dietary laws, then it makes no sense and spiritual purpose.
那如果呢这个饮食方面的律法仍然适用的话呢，那么在属灵上就没有意义了。
Remember the dietary laws in the time of the nation of Israel was to protect them from compromise so that they will be holy. They cannot enter into any covenant.
那么之所以神会赐给以色列这个饮食的律法呢，是要保护他们，不让他们在信心上妥协，好叫他们能够保持圣洁。因为这样呢，他们就不会跟外邦人立约了。
Peter did not understand this yet.
但是彼得这个时候还不明白神的这个旨意。
And this error of Peter has prevented him, if he continued to have this understanding, from going to Cornelius' house.
那如果彼得继续有这样一个错误的观念呢，他就不会去哥尼流的家了。
And so if the man of Cornelius were to come and knock on the door and invite Peter, Peter will say, I'm sorry, I cannot go.
那如果哥尼流派人来敲这个彼得的门，邀请他到哥尼流的家的话呢，这个彼得肯定会拒绝。
But God wanted him to go.
但是神要彼得去。
And so God had to remove this wrong understanding of Peter.
所以神必须纠正彼得的这个错误的观念。
We all have this same situation sometimes.
那有时候呢，我们也陷入这样的一个处境。
You may be a very prayerful witness for Christ.
那你可能是常常祷告为神做见证的人。
But sometimes we have certain wrong thinking.
但是有时候呢，我们会有一些错误的观念。
And because of this wrong thinking, even though we may be prayerful, we may not obey the will of God the way we should.
那因为我们有这个错误的观念呢，即便我们常常的祷告，这个错误的观念都会阻止我们去做神的旨意。
And so we have to fix our wrong thinking.
那我们就必须纠正这个错误的观念。
The Bible is the guide.
那么神的话语呢，圣经呢，就是我们的引导了。
You don't need to have a vision or enter into a trance like what God did for Peter.
那我们不需要像彼得一样看到异象或者魂游向外。
We have the whole Bible to help us, to guide us.
我们有整本圣经呢，来作为我们的引导。
You must know how to do God's work, God's way.
我们必须按着神的方式呢，去行神的道。
We all have certain prejudices.
那我们的我们做人呢，都有一定的偏见。
This can hinder our witness for Christ.
那么这些偏见呢，都可能呢，阻碍我们为神做见证。
Some of us have our prejudices whereby we do not want our children, for example, to marry people of a different race, a different culture.
那所谓的偏见呢，也就包括，比如说，我们有一些人呢，我们不喜欢自己的孩子呢，跟异族通婚。
This may be how we have been brought up.
这可能是我们从小到大被灌输的一个观念。
And so this wrong thinking has to be corrected.
那我们这样的一个观念就必须被纠正。
Or else your witness for Christ will be hindered.
那否则呢，它就会阻碍我们为基督所做的见证。
Biblical principles must now apply and not our cultural ideas.
因为在这些事情上呢，我们应该就是根据合乎圣经的原则去行事，而不是根据我们自己的文化。
Knowing what to do within our cultures according to the Bible is very important.
那么认识我们自己的文化，然后再按照圣经呢去行行事呢，是非常重要的。
Even though we may be very prayerful, but it must always be based upon a foundation of God's truth.
那我们不管做什么事呢，即便我们是一个不住祷告的人，我们都要以神的话语作为我们的基础。
So God had to remove this error from Peter's thinking.
所以神这个时候呢，就要纠正这个彼得的错误观念。
But even after God said to him three times, Peter continued to doubt himself.
那么，即便神是三次呢，对彼得说了这些话，也就是说，神所洁净的你不可当作俗物之后呢？这个彼得还是有所猜疑的。
You can see this in verse 17.
我们在十七节可以看到。
Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the man which was sent from Cornelius had many inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there.
十七十八节说，彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。格尼流所差来的人已经访问到西门的家，站在门外喊着问：有称呼彼得的西门住在这里没有
？We studied this last month. How God prepared Cornelius and his family to receive God's word.
那上个月呢，我们就研读到神是如何预备哥尼流和他家人的心来接受福音。
But preparing them to receive God's word is no use if there is no one whom God must also prepare to bring them the word.
那么预备哥尼流他们的心呢，来接受这个神的话语呢？如果只是单单预备他们的心的话是不足够的，神也必须就是预备人来把这样的一个福音带给他们。
So you see in the first part of Acts chapter 10, God preparing the receiver, Cornelius and his family.
所以我们看到《使徒行传》第十章的前半部呢，神预备了哥尼流和他家人的心。
And God instructed Cornelius what to do.
那神也指示哥尼流要做些什么。
At the same time, God was preparing the preacher, the witness, you and me.
那么与此同时呢，神也在预备传道者的心，传道者也包括你和我。
We have to be prayerful like Peter.
我们要像彼得一样，要不住的祷告。
But we have to understand from God's word to remove all wrong thinking.
那我们也要明白神的话语，要按着他的话语来纠正我们的错误观念。
And your thinking has to be very clear, and it must not involve any doubt.
那我们的这个想法，我们的观念呢，是必须非常清晰的，不能存在任何的猜疑。
And so while Peter was pondering and pondering what to do, what is the meaning? Because he had been taught since birth, all these animals I cannot eat. And then suddenly this vision with three clear emphasis. What exactly does it mean?
那么彼得从小到大呢，就被教导说这些东西是不洁净的，但是。他却三次听到声音告诉他说要去 是这些东西是洁净的，要宰了吃。他就不断的在猜疑，不断的在想这个意象到底是什么意思呢？
God will now have to remove all doubt from Peter's mind.
那神现在呢，要把彼得心里所有的困惑呢，都移除了。
So that when he goes, when he arrives, when he ministers the word, there must be 100% certainty and conviction that this is the right thing to do.
好，叫彼得呢，去到哥尼流的家，向哥尼流传福音的时候呢，心里是有着100%的确据，知道自己所做的正是神要他所做的。
Don't forget, this is the first Gentile family to be saved after the founding of the church.
因为我们不可忘记，哥尼流和他的家人是第一批在地方教会成立之后第一批。
There will be other fellow Jewish Christians who will ask him questions.
第一批领受神话语的人，所以其他的这些犹太人的门徒呢，肯定会来质问这个彼得的。
At this point in time, the face of the church were only Jews and Samaritans who were half Jews.
因为这个时候呢，地方教会只有这个犹太人以及撒玛利亚人，撒玛利亚人是半个犹太人。
But they were still Jews, nevertheless.
虽然他们只是半个犹太人，他们还是属于这个犹太的。
But then when Gentiles come into the church, the whole face of Christianity will change forever.
但是如果有了外邦人的加入的话呢，这个基督教呢就完全不一样了。
So this was a very big and important step that Peter was asked by God to do, to go to the Gentiles.
所以当神要求彼得去到哥尼流的家传福音的时候呢，这是一个非常重要的一大步。
That's why he was still in doubt.
所以这个彼得呢，心里仍然有所猜疑。
There were a lot of questions and implications.
心里有非常多的疑问。
So he was not ready yet. So God had to make sure there was no doubt.
那么他心里还没有准备好，但是神要确保他心里是完全没有这些猜疑的。
Verse 19.
19节。
And so while Peter was thinking about the vision, then the Spirit said unto him, Behold, Three men are here looking for you.
十九节说，彼得还思想那异象的时候呢，圣灵向他说，有三个人来找你。
Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing. Don't doubt, for I, the Spirit of God said, I have sent them.
起来下去和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我，也就是圣灵差他们来的。
The word sent them is a special word.
那差他们来的是一个非常特别的这个字眼。
It's the same as we get the word apostle.
那么这个差他们来的这个根词呢，是跟使徒这个根词呢是同样的。
It means to send them out with a particular mission and purpose from God.
也就是说，差他们去呢，要按着是要做神所预定的一个使命。
There is another word which just simply say send them, but do not send them with a mission. Just leave, just go.
那么呢，实际上有另外一个根字，也有那个差遣的意思，但是那个根字的意思单单只有差遣，而没有所谓预定的一个使命。
But this word has a purpose, has a direction. Send them with a mission. Follow them, Peter.
那么这里所用的这个根字，差他们来的这个根字呢，却是带有一个预定的使命的。
Then Peter went down to the man which was sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come?
于是彼得下去见那些人说，我就是你们所找的人，你们来是为什么缘故？
What is the purpose for asking for me?
那你们来是为了什么缘故呢？
And so they said, Cornelius the centurion, that's a Gentile, a just man, one that feareth God, of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee to his house and to hear words of thee.
那么第二十二节他们就回答说，百夫长哥尼流也就是个外邦人，他是个义人，他敬畏神，为犹太通国所称赞。他蒙一位圣天使所指示，叫他请你到他家里去听你的话。
The message from God suddenly became very clear to Peter. No more doubt.
那么这个时候呢，神的信息对于 彼得来说，突然间完全清晰了，他再也没有疑惑了。
God wanted me to go to this centurion Gentile's home.
那么神要我去那百夫长，这个外邦人的百夫长哥尼流的家。
They are no longer considered as common or unclean people.
这些人不再被当作俗物，不再被当为不洁净的人了。
Bring them the word of God, just as Peter, you have brought the word of God to your Jews and also to the Samaritans.
神告诉他说，就好像你把这个神的福音带给犹太人和撒玛利亚人一样，你也要把福音呢带给这些外邦人。
Your past.Wrong understanding must now be corrected.
你过去错误的观念呢，必须被纠正。
What you have been taught in the past that if you were to go to a Gentile's home, make you unclean is no longer applicable.
那么你过去被教导说，如果你进入一个外邦人的家，你就会变得不洁净。这样的教导呢，现在已经不再适用了。
It was applicable when.It was a national witness in Israel.
当以色列还是作为一个国家见证的时候呢，这条律法呢是适用的。
When Israel rejected Christ as the Messiah, God rejected the nation of Israel as His witness.
但是当以色列拒绝主耶稣基督，作为他们的救主，那么神也拒绝以色列作为他的国家见证了。
God is now using the church to be His witness of Jesus Christ as the Messiah.
那么神现在要使用的呢是这个教会作为他的见证，来见证主耶稣基督就是救主。
And the church would include Jews, Samaritans, and the Gentiles all over the world.
那么这个教会呢，就包含了犹太人、撒玛利亚人以及世界各地的这个外邦人。
And because of this, Peter, you now can go to Gentiles' home.And tell every other Jewish believer they can all go to Gentile homes and give them the gospel all over the world.
所以现在彼得，你就要到这个外邦人的家庭去传扬福音。这也是在告诉所有的犹太人，他们也可以到世界各地去把这个福音传扬给外邦人。
It is important that when we are bringing the word of God to someone that we are prayerful.
那如果我们就是不断的祷告，希望能把福音传扬给某个人的时候呢，这个功课对我们来说是非常重要的。
Be prayerful is important, but it must also be based upon no wrong understanding.
我们不仅仅要祷告，因为祷告也是很重要的，但是我们也要记得呢，我们不能有着错误的观念。
The wrong understanding has to be corrected.
我们错误的观念呢，必须被纠正。
And it has to be corrected to the point where you have no doubt.
而且被纠正之后呢，心里要不存在任何的疑惑。
You cannot be a holy and godly witness for Christ if you do not have 100% God confidence.
那如果你心里没有100%来自神的这样的一个信心的话呢，你就没有办法做神虔诚的见证人了。
And the 100% confidence can come only.If you are very sure that what you are doing is 100% according to the Bible,
那么你只能在100%的确定自己所做的事情呢是100%按着圣经的教导的时候呢，你才能有着完全对神的信心。
These are the kind of witnesses that God wants to use.
那么这也就是神愿意使用我们作为他的见证的原因了。
And the final step is just simply obey.
那最后的一步呢，就是我们只需要顺服。
This is not only for Peter, but for all of us as well.
不仅仅是彼得要完全的顺服，我们每一个人也要完全的顺服。
Because all of us have our wrong thinking and understanding based upon our upbringing.
那因为我们每一个人呢，也是因着我们不同的教育和背景。而使到我们有不同的错误的这个观念。
And ours may be sinful because they are prejudices that are not pleasing to God.
那我们的错误观念呢，有可能是很罪恶的，因为他们都是一些偏见，是不蒙神所悦纳的偏见。
We are here to be God's witnesses.
那么我们现在要做神的见证人。
We're here to bring the word of God to others.
我们要把神的福音传扬给别人。
Do it by being prayerful.
所以我们首先要像彼得一样，不住的祷告。
So that God can prepare your heart.
好叫神可以预备我们的心。
Keep on studying God's word to remove all errors.
那我们要继续呢，去研读神的话语，好叫我们的错误观念得以纠正。
Studying the word of God until the removal of errors does not include any doubt.
我们要不断的来读神的话语，好叫我们所有的猜疑和疑惑都能够被移除。
So that when you go out, you have this 100% certainty that what you are saying and where you are going is definitely correct because it is found in God's word.
那好叫我们出去做见证的时候呢，能够有这百分百的信心，知道不管是我们说的，不管是我们去的地方呢，都是合乎圣经的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典怜悯的天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for your grace and your mercies in our lives.
我们为这在我们生命里你所赐下的恩典和怜悯感谢你。
We thank thee for salvation so rich and so free in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢你在主耶稣基督里白白得来这丰厚的救恩。
We thank thee, Father, also for the life of service that we can have on this earth.
我们也感谢你，我们能够在这地上呢来侍奉你。
And as we serve thee and witness for thee, help us always to be prayerful.
当我们侍奉你和为你做见证的时候，求主帮助我们要不住的祷告。
Even as we pray, Lord, teach us to continue to study God's holy word.
即便我们继续的祷告，也求主帮助我们要继续的来读你的话语。
For it is only through the word of God that we are able to remove all errors and doubts in our heart and in our minds.
因为只有你的话语能够移除我们心怀意念里面所有的猜疑。
So that when we witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, we will have full confidence.That it is indeed pleasing to God.
好叫我们能够在为你做见证的时候，有百分之百能够百分之百的确定呢，这我们所做的一切、说的一切呢，都是蒙神所悦纳的。
Because we know that whatever we are saying and wherever we are going and doing, it is found in Holy Scriptures.
因为我们知道我们所说的、所去的地方、所做的事呢，都是按着圣经所行的。
Bless us, O Lord, with an obedient heart.
求主赐给我们一颗顺服的心。
Grant us strength and joy as we witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们为主耶稣基督做见证的时候，求主赐给我们力量和加添给我们
圣喜乐。And may we continue to witness for him until the Lord Jesus Christ returns in glory.
也帮助我们继续的为基督做见证，直到他再来为止。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名求。
Amen.